for today's Sonoma County. KZST, Santa Rosa.
It's time for you to relax and unwind. It's time for you to put the cares of the week behind you, breathe deep, and enjoy the weekend. We're here to play some wonderful songs for you, but also to share your amazing stories all night long.
Come home to Delilah. I let it fall, my heart, and as it fell, you rose to claim it. It was dark, and I was over, until you kissed my lips, and you saved me. My hands, they were strong, but my knees were far too weak.
Alicia, hi. Thank you for calling. This is Dee. What can I do for you?
Hi, Delilah. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm calling to tell you about my new fiancé, Chris.
As opposed to your old fiancé or just new as in he just recently proposed?
He just recently proposed on New Year's.
Oh, this is very new.
Yes, very, very new.
How many different colors have you painted your nails to show off the ring?
Oh, I have painted each of my nails is a different color for each birthstone of the year.
So all your nails are different colors now?
Yes, different colors. I have purple, I have blue, I have just plain white. I've just been freaky because we are what you would call junior high sweethearts instead of high school sweethearts. We started dating each other ever since 7th grade, and now we're in college.
So how old are you?
I am 21.
Okay, stop with the different colored nail polish then. That's okay in junior high, but girlfriend, let's go with all rose or all burgundy or all French something, okay, now that you're showing off the bling.
Yes, I have to act like a lawyer that I'm going to become in the future.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't care about that. I'm talking about the bling on your finger. Did he get you a ring?
Yes, he did.
Okay, we got to show that off. You can't be showing that off with purple here and pink there and red there. It distracts from it.
Okay.
Are you driving down the road, tapping it on your steering wheel?
I'm very excited. Like, I'm very careful not to do something that will harm the ring.
So, you and Chris have known each other forever, been in love forever.
Forever.
And what is he going to school for?
He's going to be an architectural designer, and I'm going to be a lawyer.
And how much more do we have to go in this process of education?
4 more years.
And are we waiting to get married till we're done with school?
Yes, because that's the main thing that we want for us. That's what we talked about. We want to finish school before we jump into the whole marriage thing.
Good for you.
Yes.
And what song will be perfect to play for you and Chris tonight?
He has helped me through a lot, so I think You're the Inspiration by Chicago, because he helped me through the death of my father, and he's the one who helps me going every day when I just don't feel like getting up in the morning to go to class and everything. So I think that would be a good song.
I'll play it for you. Good luck, honey.
You know our love was meant to be. And I want you here with me. From tonight until the end of time. You should know, everywhere I go, always on my mind.
in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Heather. Tonight's letter says, my name is Heather. I'm 36, been seeing the guy named Parker who's 48. I adore this man and I deeply regret a recent argument. Problem is, I hurt his feelings and I never meant to. We were planning on spending a Saturday together. I assumed it would be all day. He texted me to say that he picked up a shift to work that night. I instantly snapped as I was so excited to be spending the day with him because his kids were with his ex-wife. I adore his kids, but this was the first weekend ever we could spend the whole day just the two of us. I quickly realized I shouldn't have snapped at him for having to work. He has financial obligations. I know these come first. He works three jobs, and I admire that. I've apologized, but now he thinks I want to monopolize his time. And he thinks I want time that he can't give to me. That's not the case. I enjoy the time we spend together. I don't have a lot of free time either. Right now, I'm giving him space, but I'm unsure if he will see that I never meant to snap out at him. He once told me communication is key, and if we don't talk it out, how can we work it out? I would give anything for him to see I am truly sorry and only want what we always had. What can I do? From Heartbroken Heather. I will share my views with you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. There's no better time than the new year to resolve to protect your identity and finances. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect your identity and financial future. LifeLock monitors your accounts and credit and detects potential threats to your identity that you may miss on your own. And if you do become a victim of ID theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Plus, all plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning you'll be reimbursed up to your plan limits for funds lost due to identity theft. LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code LOVE to save up to 25% off your first year. That's LifeLock.com, promo code LOVE to save 25%.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update and you can't tell if it's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get free delivery on over 2 million items. Download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
KZST. By the way you popped your car sideways, I don't want you mad. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of abuse. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey,
of the jockeys that were there before me.
Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. Give me the keys.
come on, try to tame your little red love machine.
Criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Watching every motion in
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from heartbroken Heather, who snapped at her boyfriend because she thought they were going to spend a whole day together, and he picked up extra time at work. Heather, here's what I would say. If that's a deal breaker for him, that you got irritated or annoyed or snapped at him because you thought you were going to get to spend a whole day with him, then he's really not nearly as into you as you are into him. It's not good to snap at or yell at the people you love. But it happens occasionally. We're human. We make mistakes. There are some mistakes, there are some lines that if you cross, there's just no going back. Being physical with somebody, there's no going back. Being abusive. But snapping at somebody because you're irritated is a human reaction. It's normal. We all do it on occasion. So long as you weren't cruel and mean and calling him vulgar names, if you just got mad and said, "What are you talking about? I thought we got to spend the day together." And he is pushing away from you for that, then he is not as into you as you are into him. If he truly loved you and was stupid in love with you and wanted to spend his life with you, he would go, "Baby, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to spend the day together, but you know I got bills, so be patient and we'll have another Saturday to hang out," or something. But he wouldn't end a relationship or say, "I need space," simply because you got irritated and said something in anger. Oh my goodness, are you not allowed to be human or express your frustrations or your anger? You are. So long as it's not in a cruel, abusive way, you're definitely allowed to do that.